Day 27. Dun, dun, dun. Only a couple more days left of the Financial Spring Cleaning Challenge.
We're getting there.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in for the first time today and you're like, I want to do this, but I've missed so many days, you have not. You can start this at any time. Mm-hmm. You could literally start today and do 30 days. Over the next 30 days, you could cram a jam it in over a couple of, you know, long weekends. You can do whatever you want. There are no rules about decluttering. You can't be like, oh, I guess I have to live in financial squalor for the next few months because I didn't start the challenge on time. No, you just start where you are.
It was good advice because Vicky in our online community, she talked about it and posted, and she says, I've been listening to the podcast, but I was out of town the first week and I'm in the midst of a very busy week right now with kids. She says, my plan is to do the challenge in 30 days, but spread those 30 days out as far as I need in order to get it done.
Yeah.
So, Vicky, do it when you can.
Do it when you can. And Vicky, I'm going to tell you something. Carrie and I are kind of pushovers. So even though there's a grand prize at the end of this,
mm-hmm.
if you get her done and you do all 30 days and you message us in September, we're probably going to give you a prize. I'm just saying. We're participation ribbon recipients. That's the era we grew up in. And so that's what you're getting. We're glad you're doing it. That's the whole point. The whole point is really to help you. If you are on your get the hell out of debt journey and you have any kind of consumer debt and you've maybe read the book or you want to join the online course, now's the time to do it because the course happens to be free. So go to the link in the show notes and click the button before it costs you $99, which still, let's be serious, $99 mm-hmm. for lifetime access to a course that changes your life is pretty phenomenal. But if you can get it for free, why wouldn't you? And so if you're on that journey and you're trying to either get out of debt or you're trying to build wealth, we have a three-phase process that you do. And this entire decluttering journey, this last, you know, sort of 27 days will help you increase your net worth. Like we're seeing that over and over in the group. So people in phase one, their job is to get what's called their quick and dirty together. And if you don't know what that is, you can grab a copy of the book and follow along. But they're making that happen through this financial decluttering challenge. People in phase two who are trying to get the hell out of debt are getting out of debt faster because of the financial decluttering challenge. And people who are in phase three and building wealth are getting their poop in a group, as we say in Canada, which is a nice way of saying getting your shit together. And their net worth is increasing because of the financial decluttering challenge. So no matter where you are in your financial journey, you're going to see an increase in your net worth, which is ultimately the goal. So Vicky, we're going to send you a swag box or some kind of prize of some kind for that.
But Vicky, you're not getting it until you're done. You message us when you're done your 30-day challenge.
Yes. Right.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Erin. We're not giving her anything now. It's not until she's finished. Vicky, finish. And then email us at assistant@erinskykelly.com.
Look at all these swag boxes burning a hole in my pocket.
I can tell.
I do. Okay. Today on the Financial Decluttering Challenge, we're going to make sure that you are protecting everyone's identities. Now,
ooh, what does that mean?
I'm looking at you, Doreen. We have a community member. I just love her with my whole heart. Her name is Doreen. She has participated in so many things. Last summer, she took the summer camp that I run every summer for summer camp for grownups. It's like a money camp. She took that. So I got to know her really well through that. And she's just a shining light. And she has been doing this challenge. I've never seen somebody so committed to something. Doreen has been dealing with the loss of parents. And so she's been decluttering not only her stuff, but then having to declutter her parents' stuff. And of course, that comes with all kinds of emotions. But Doreen, thank goodness that here at the Get the Hell Out of Debt program, we have amazing people who gatekeep the posts that you want to post in our social media community. We just vet them before you hit publish. It's a big job. And actually, our main person who handles that is this brilliant, beautiful woman named Cynthia, who really does a great job keeping our community safe. And she has stopped so many of Doreen's posts where Doreen is like showing us doing her decluttering and something's got her address on it. We're like, Doreen, don't do that. Or she'll, you know, post something and it's got like a specific number or a, you know, code or whatever. And Doreen's so great and so generous and sharing it, but we're blocking. We're like, Doreen, no, decline posts, right? So what we want you to do today is really consider protecting everyone's identities. Now, if you have underage children and you've decided to put them on the internet, that's fine, but just maybe make your profile private and make sure you know everybody that's in your friends list or followers list. We also want to make sure we're not posting their school name anywhere, that we don't on their birthday post about their birthday. You can post about their birthday, just do it a couple of days later or before. Because the minute you post something like, oh, 19 years ago today, this bundle of joy was 5 pounds, 4 ounces and whatever. And on Facebook, you used to be able to, and depending on your settings, you may still be able to see somebody's maiden name. So now I know what that kid's banking information is like, because usually it's like a mother's maiden name that's a code. Like, there's all kinds of things people are doing that are without thought. And I love that we don't have the minds of criminals, but sometimes we have to try those on and think like one in order to make sure that we're protected, you know? So it's going to be really important for you to go through all of your online stuff. It's a great day to change everybody's passwords. We should be doing that, you know, every so often. Anyway, I know some of you still have the same Hotmail password you had back in 2001. I know it. So it's a great time to kind of really consider your online safety and really protect your children's and your families. Don't be posting photos of your house from the front where the house number is. Don't be doing house tours on the inside. Like, here I am coming through the front door. Though I sent you one the other day. I was like, here's a tour. And then I was like, if you post this anywhere, everybody knows the entry and exit points to my house.
I wouldn't do that to you, but you did give a very good tour.
I did give you my best tour and tried not to make you dizzy while I was going.
Yeah, that was my favorite part, actually, is as you were going up the stairs, it's like you held the phone. You were like, oh, I'm going to try to not make you vomit. And you held it so still. That's quite a skill. I didn't vomit once.
HGTV has not called me yet, though, so I don't think my skills are quite
soon. It's coming. It's coming soon.
So you're going to protect everybody's identities and also really make sure that everything that you have, especially if you've switched over to a PO box, I know that that was a challenge quite a few days ago. And some of you took me up on that and were like, yeah, actually, I really need to do this. I feel like this is important for my safety, that you then start transitioning your addresses to that PO box so that you're protecting your kids and you're going to teach your children the PO box as their address also.
What about when we're on vacation? Do you not want us to post photos from the beach while we're at the beach? But listen, my tan looks so good.
Listen, nobody can see your tan because I know you. You're wearing a full-length shirt and board shorts on the beach. So don't try. Your ankles look lovely. Yes. It's the only part of you you show when you go to the beach. But we always want to make sure we're posting after we get back, or that we post randomly like, oh, earlier this summer I went to the beach and here's the situation. Because the other thing is, I know that, you know, not a lot of people have this problem, but you can certainly have this problem where if you post that you're somewhere and somebody else is like, oh, I'm here too, they'll go looking for you, which I'm like, oh, can I have some advance warning about this? Right. So it's important not to post your hotel, though I've done this before when I have friends who I know are traveling and they're like, they're posting like where they are at from the hotel. I'll send stuff to them at the hotel. Like, I'll just do that just because I'm like, haha, hi, here's a treat. But also get your address off the internet because this could have gone horribly wrong.
I don't think you necessarily have to not post. I just think, like you said, make sure that everything is private and that you know the people that are receiving those posts from you, right? The people that are seeing it. They shouldn't be on the periphery of your life. They need to be people that are close to you only.
And I'm still doing it, not when I'm actually doing it. I'm not doing it in real time. I just wouldn't do that. But
you're very good at that. But also, I feel like people need to see my beachside chicken fingers. Like, as soon as I get them delivered, I need you to see them.
You go for it. But now that I know you're gone, I'm ransacking your house. Also, it only takes your identity being stolen once in your life, which happened to me way back when you and I worked at MTV. My identity was stolen. And in fact, did I ever tell you this? Remember we had the Tasmanian Ballroom or whatever that club was in our town? Somebody had stolen my MTV cards. And at the time it said like assistant music director or something on the card. And they were like getting into the club. They were like, my name's Aaron Sky. I'm the music director. I think it was even a dude by the time I can't remember. It was like some crazy story. But when they figured out it was me, because of course I went to the club once out of every year and this person was going off, and they're like, wait a second, you're not Aaron Sky. And I'm like hell, I'm not Aaron Sky. And so I showed my ID, but they were flashing this business card to get into the club. So they'd stolen even my like business cards, which now, of course, were a lot more strict. But back then, you know, they hired people who were meatheads. They weren't the smart kind of stealthy bodyguards that you see today. They were just big, dumb meat. And so they were like, oh yeah, this must be you. Go ahead and go in the club. But anyway, once you've had your identity stolen and you realize what a pain it is and how many years it affects you, like little things will come back and haunt you 2-3 years later. And you're like, what is this? Like, I don't have a brick card from the furniture store. Like, what is this? And then you have to go through all the hassle of even though it's not your charge and even though it's not your fault, you have to get it off your credit report. Like, it's just a huge disaster when really you could be doing little things to protect yourself the whole time. So I'm saying this because I'm really trying to prevent you from having a really big headache later. Mm-hmm. And also, I just really want you to stay safe because you're going to be a squajillionaire. You're going to do the Get the Hell Out of Debt program. You're going to build your wealth like some of the other people that we've had on this podcast before who are millionaires or about to be millionaires. And you're a target at that point. So let's mm-hmm. make sure your life isn't all over the internet for somebody to come knocking and take.
That's a very good point. When I'm a squajillionaire, there's going to be people coming out of the woodwork to try to get all my information. So
you're going to be like, right, we know where she vacations. Just hang out by the chicken finger shack and then pounce.